Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. An increasingly bitter feud between President Trump and the judicial branch of government has gathered strength as the administration appeals a court ruling temporarily reversing the Trump ban on travel to seven predominantly Muslim countries. President Trump speaks about his executive order that brought about the ban.
I will never forget that my responsibility is to keep you, the American people, safe and free. That's why last week I signed an executive order to help keep terrorists out of our country. The executive order establishes a process to develop new vetting and mechanisms to ensure those coming into America love and support our people, that they have good intentions.
Those opposed to the travel ban took to the streets of many U.S. cities as well as cities in other countries. This is one of the protesters outside the U.S. Embassy in London.
I think it's ridiculous. Like, so many of my friends are Muslim, and I don't agree with that at all. How can you base someone on their religion not to come to the country? Not all Muslims are terrorists. That's not true. It's not the religion. It's not the religion. It's their ideology, and that's not right.
Meantime, Mr. Trump reassured Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko in a telephone call of continued U.S. support as government forces and pro-Russia rebels battle near the Russian border. A top Iranian Revolutionary Guard commander says Tehran has conducted missile and radar exercises this weekend. The drills coming a day after the Trump administration imposed new sanctions on Iran for a ballistic missile test conducted last week. U.S. Defense Chief James Mattis called Iran the single biggest state sponsor of terrorism. This is VOA News. Jordan says it has carried out airstrikes against Islamic State targets in southern Syria. Drones and precision-guided munitions killed and wounded an unspecified number of U.S. militants. It says Friday's strikes also targeted an IS-held former Syrian army post. Pro-Western Jordan has carried out such strikes before as part of a U.S.-led alliance against the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. Latest attacks came after King Abdullah held high-level meetings in Washington about a possible U.S. shift in Syria policy. Head of the United Nations Refugee Agency, Filippo Grandi, has just returned from Syria and spoke with reporters in Beirut, where he said the objects to the withholding of protection resettlement offered to people fleeing the war and destruction in Syria.
Refugees are people that flee from the places that I have just seen in Syria. And I think I said it very clearly from there. This is where they come from these ruins, from this emptiness, from this. So they should be embraced, they should be received with solidarity and generosity, not identified as carriers of risk, of threat. They're not. These are people that flee from danger. They're not dangerous themselves.
Grandi also commented on suggestions to create safe zones in Syria, saying they would not be safe enough for people to return because of terrorism in the country and the number of different groups involved in Syria's conflict. During a summit in Malta, European leaders agreed on action, a plan to stem the migration flow into Europe along the central Mediterranean route. Donald Tusk is the European Union president.
We have agreed on immediate operational measures that should help reduce the number of irregular migrants and save lives at the same time. We will train, equip and support the Libyan Coast Guard to stop people smugglers and increase search and rescue operations.
Number of persons dead or missing at sea has surged each year since 2013. Hundreds have lost their lives already since the beginning of this year. French far-right leader Marine Le Pen kicks off her presidential campaign with a promise to shield voters from globalization and make their country free, hoping to profit from political turmoil, a score of the Donald Trump-style upset. And German Chancellor Angela Merkel meeting her Bavarian allies today for 2 days of talks aimed at rattling their troubled conservative alliance. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.